and substandard. Our target markets are Zambia, Zimbabwe, Malawi, DR Congo, among others. For additional details, feel free to visit our factory outlet located at Plot 33811 Mungi Road, Heavy Industrial Area, Lusaka, Zambia. Or check out our website at www.goodtimesteels.com. Good Time Steel, committed to building a better Zambia.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumbra Tailash. The headlines. Department of Immigration apprehends 34 suspected illegal immigrants. Cleaning Association of Zambia laments that the Ministry of Labour has failed to protect cleaners. Millions of new files relating to the lead sex offender Jeffrey Epstein have been released. And in sports, Mutapa targets APSA Cup qualification as Eagles face Mines United. And now the news in detail. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, in Ijoma District has destroyed 189 kg of cannabis seized from 228 suspects in Ijoma, Kalomo, Pemba, Sinazongwe, Namwala, and Itejiteji districts. The destruction followed the disposal of cases by competent courts between January 2024 and December 2025. The drugs destroyed included fresh and dry plants plus seeds of cannabis pursuant to Section 62 of the Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances, as read with Section 355 of the Criminal Procedure Code of the Laws of Zambia. Speaking during the exercise, the Southern Province DEC Regional Commander emphasized DEC's commitment to combating drug trafficking and abuse, urging the public to report suspicious activities. Newly elected Kasama Mayor Bywell Symposia has pledged to lead the city through servant leadership, unity and inclusive development following his victory in the recent mayoral elections. Speaking in an interview shortly after the announcement of the results, Mayor Symposia says his leadership will be guided by his long-standing commitment to community service, noting that serving people has been a central part of his life even before assuming public office. He explains that his background as a volunteer and service worker has shaped his understanding of leadership, emphasizing that development should be practical and focused on improving the everyday lives of citizens.
Yeah, I think Zambia is developing using Kasama scenario, because for the past elections we've had a lot of mishaps where there's a lot of cadarism, a lot of friction between parties. Instead of having friction with ideas, you find that personal frictions are coming up in order to disarray people's interests. So politicians normally, that one eludes them, because when you become a politician, you must advance your ideas to develop. But if you advance your ideas and you feel that there is a lot of opposition, instead of going back to the drawing board to start asserting yourself for a better, you know, presentation, you go and garner people that are going to fight the other person physically. And that's what causes cadarism. So what is important is that when you have an idea, know that there's another person out there who is thinking better or differently from you. And that's what makes better engagement in terms of political dialogue.
Governance and Development Advocates Zambia Godaza have commended the announcement of Zambia's agreement with the International Monetary Fund. Godaza Executive Director Elias Malenga has expressed admiration for President Hage Ndayishimiye's leadership in guiding the nation towards economic stability. Malenga stresses that the deal represents a turning point for Zambia's financial health and the welfare of its citizens. He has emphasized that the president's diplomatic efforts have opened doors for debt restructuring and renewed investor confidence.
We wish to commend President Hakainde Hichilema for the strides he has made, more especially in the agreement with the International Monetary Fund. President Hakainde Hichilema's leadership is guiding the nation towards the economic stability, which will in turn uplift the standards of living for citizens. The president's diplomatic efforts have opened doors for debt restructuring and renewed investor confidence. We wish to state that the improved access to international markets will create broader opportunities for Zambians, and the cost of living is expected to reduce, and also we are going to see a lot of job creations countrywide.
The Department of Immigration has apprehended 34 suspected illegal immigrants in separate operations conducted in Mpulungu and Victoria Falls on Friday, 30th January 2026. Chief Public Relations Officer Namati H. Nshinka says in Mpulungu, immigration officers working jointly with the Zambia Army and the Drug Enforcement Commission apprehended 25 Congolese nationals aged between 15 and 55 years during a cleanup operation along the shores of Lake Tanganyika in the villages of Bibwewe, Kapembwa and Mupapa. All suspects are currently in immigration custody, awaiting further screening and possible prosecution. Meanwhile, the Victoria Falls Immigration Office apprehended 9 Bangladesh nationals for illegal entry into the country, as well as 2 Zambian nationals and 1 Zimbabwean national for allegedly aiding and abetting the suspected illegal immigrants.
The Mpulungu Immigration Office on Friday 30th January 2026 apprehended 25 Congolese nationals aged between 15 and 55 during a cleanup operation conducted along the shores of Lake Tanganyika. The operation was jointly carried out with the Zambia Army and the Drug Enforcement Commission. The operation covered the villages of Bibwewa, Kapembwa and Mupapa, located approximately 100 kilometers from Mpulungu Harbour. All the suspects are currently in immigration custody pending further screening to determine their immigration status and possible prosecution in line with the law. Meanwhile, on the same day, the Victoria Falls Immigration Office apprehended 9 Bangladeshi nationals for illegal entry into the country, as well as 2 Zambian nationals and 1 Zimbabwean national for aiding and abetting the suspected illegal immigrants. The apprehensions followed intelligence information indicating that the suspected illegal immigrants were being transported from Lusaka to Livingstone en route to South Africa through the Victoria Falls Heritage Site.
Economist Kelvin Sanga says the Zambian kwacha delivered a strong rebound in January 2026, extending gains from late December. Chisanga explains that the currency was ranked among the best performing globally during the period under review. He highlighted that the kwacha traded largely within the 19 kwacha 5 ngwe to 20 kwacha 5 ngwe per US dollar range, appreciating by slightly over 10% at its peak compared to end 2025 levels. Chisanga observes that early January was marked by sharp appreciation of the kwacha, supported by increased dollar selling, robust copper export inflows, and improved market confidence. He emphasizes that these factors strengthened foreign exchange supply and reinforced positive sentiments in the market.
So this entails to say that there is a stability in the trading land, especially at the point where the currency has traded largely within the 19 kwacha 15 ngwe to 20 kwacha 15 ngwe to a US dollar band, which has reflected a very important and improved market stability and depth. Obviously, what we have seen leading to all these factors, the export-led FX market has remained quite strong, where we have strong copper export receipts and increased the dollar supply, which has significantly boosted the extent market performance in terms of liquidity management, supporting early monthly gains.
The Cleaning Association of Zambia has lamented that the Ministry of Labour has failed to protect cleaners from foreign employers who are exploiting them. Association President Lawrence Makumbi has revealed that foreign employers have formed their own unions and are negotiating their own wages. He He has revealed that the association has reported this to the Labour Commissioner, but nothing has been done so far. Mr. Makumbi